In Brazil, kidnapping and robbery are serious concerns, and the fear they arouse in Brazilians can be quantified by the amount of money spent on security each year, more than $25 billion in the private sector alone. With the escalation of crime showing no sign of slowing, businesses in the security industry are cashing in. Michael Cavanaugh traveled to São Paulo and has this report.
Avenida Europa cuts through one of São Paulo's swankiest neighborhoods, where the rich come to shop at high-priced boutiques, dine at restaurants, and visit the nearly dozen luxury car dealerships that line the street. Showroom windows advertise the newest models using one word, blindado, bulletproof. At least on Avenida Europa, the word blindado has replaced the word sale as the way to move cars off the lot.
Então, aqui tem uma chapa de aço.
Eduardo Sampaio Ramos, the owner of Car Sale Blindados, shows off the features of an armored Mercedes on his showroom floor. Car Sale Blindados opened in April and is the first showroom in São Paulo to deal exclusively in bulletproof cars. Over 500 armored cars each month are sold in Brazil. And Ramos expects that number to grow close to 2,000 per month in the coming years, easily making Brazil the largest market for bulletproof cars in the world. The $60,000 armored Mercedes comes equipped with external speakers and manual car alarms to scare off potential attackers. Car Sale Blindados sells on average about one car every other day. Ramos suggests the growth of the bulletproof car market is as much a result of fashion as legitimate fear, but for people who have seen an already bad crime rate only get worse over the past 10 years, the need for some sort of protection from crime is a fashion they're willing to try out.
At the night, I cannot stop in the traffic light. I speed my car. I never go out at night, just when I have something special.
This 39-year-old woman, her husband and two children, live in a wealthy section of São Paulo. Her family has been held up in their car three times in the last 5 years, and about 3 years ago, their apartment building was taken over and robbed by 15 armed men. Today, entering into her apartment building is like walking into a fortress. You go past the 24-hour security guard, a gate, you show your ID to the doorman, and then go through two more gates, all the while being watched by a number of security cameras.
It's very expensive, the segurança, the security is very expensive.
The tight security of the woman's building has become the norm for most wealthy polistas. But even though the high demand for security products has made them more affordable, for many, the expense of buying security is still prohibitive. Jorge Lordello is a former São Paulo police officer who now works as a security consultant for the likes of Citibank and JP Morgan.
Não por causa da polícia, porque os bancos se preveniram.
10 years ago, they were robbing banks, he says. But security measures were taken, and so they started robbing big companies, and then the very wealthy. But now, what's left for criminals in Brazil is individual people or residences where security measures don't exist. And perhaps the real danger is that those who can buy their own safety will see no reason to support the sort of public security and development programs that could address crime in Brazil in the long term. But in the short term, for Eduardo Sampaio Ramos, the owner of Car Sale Blindados, that has meant one thing. Business is good, he says. I always joke that I'd be happy if I could close this place in 10 years. But for now, business is really growing. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cavanaugh.